4ULP.
KO4ULP, KB4CBA. How you doing, Alexander?
4ULP. I'm doing good, David. How about yourself?
Good. I'm on my way to the tennis court. I'm going to play some tennis.
That sounds fun. Hopefully you enjoy yourself.
I'm going to be indoors, and so it'll be nice. I'll be able to play in shorts.
That's a practice? Are you doing, like, any competition or something?
A clinic that they put on several days a week, and they had one this morning and this evening, and then the next one they have that's in my category is Friday morning, and I guess that'll just all depend on the weather, but anyway. And, of course, I play in a couple of leagues, too, but we got snowed out.
Means, snowed out means what, then?
So we're playing on outdoor courts. They're clay courts, and they do not dry quickly. And I'm sure probably most of them probably still have snow on them. And it takes... In this weather, when it freezes, it'll take days for them to dry. They may not be ready till sometime next week.
That makes sense. So, couldn't they, like, throw some salt down on the courts and make it, you know, speed up the process a little bit faster?
They don't want to do that to clay. What happens is, as the snow melts, the water soaks down into the clay, and then overnight it freezes, and then during the day it thaws out and it comes back up to the surface as water, and the courts are wet again. So it's kind of just an ongoing process, and I haven't seen the courts. But I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot here, so I guess I'll see what they look like. Kind of give me an idea of how long it's going to be. There's not a whole lot they can do. They can't remove the snow. They just have to let it melt naturally.
If you put a snow shovel on it, it would damage the quartz then?
Roger. Yeah, that would be a no-no.
I took playing indoors. Do you like playing on the outdoor courts or indoor courts better?
I'm playing indoors. There's only two courts, and they're both hard courts, which means they're asphalt. They have three hard courts outdoors, and they're open, I believe, for play. But you know, who wants to play in this weather? So outside, and generally, guys I play with, they can't play till 6 o'clock, and by then the sun's gone down and it's getting really cold or chilly, and even for tennis.
What is the hottest that you play tennis in?
In my younger days, probably 95 degrees, but I don't know, probably now 85 or so. 85, maybe 90. It just becomes more and more difficult as you get older. I'm 67, so as you get older, it just makes it that much more difficult to withstand the heat. All right, well, I'm here, and I'm gonna jump out and do a little warm up exercises and hit the courts. Yeah, the clay courts still have snow on them, so they're going to be down for a while. But anyway, good to talk to you, and I'll talk to you later. KL4 ULP KB4 CBA, clear up your final.
have a good time playing tennis. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear but listening.
ULP, AA1RD.
Well, how are you today, Bob?
I'm doing well. I want you to hear something. Maybe you can hear this. Hold on. Those tones, Alexander?
They did, very, slow, like a screech, I guess?
Now that is digital tone, transmission using a digital mode called FT8. And, they're very warbly, slow tones. And the reason I wanted you to hear that is to test your 10-meter antenna. If you get a pencil handy, I'll tell you the frequency that that on 10 meters you'll be able to hear those tones.
I'm ready to copy the frequency.
You use upper sideband and go to 28.074 megahertz. 28.074 upper sideband, and they may be really weak, but you should be able to hear those tones. And if you do, that'll give you a good indication that your antenna is receiving.
I put my radio on upper sideband. Would abbreviation be SBN?
I don't know the 10 tech, but it would be upper sideband would be USB. And then it might toggle through to lower sideband LSB, and then maybe it toggles to RTTY, which is kind of a digital teletype mode. So it would be a mode switch. It would be called a mode switch.
On the 10-tech, I think the upper sideband is going to be SB-10.
Appreciate that. I don't know the 10-tech here. Did you catch that, Alexander?
It was a little bit scratchy on my end, and I really couldn't make him out.
Alexander, on the 10-tech, look at your... On mine, I've got the Corsair. On the right side, the two bottom knobs, you'll see one that has SB-R and one that says SB-N, CW, and Y. Try SB-N. I believe that's going to be your upper sideband. This is KF4TDL, Steve and Hickory Tavern.
Before you go, so with your 10-tech, do you have to do anything before you start transmitting? Like, because on my owner's manual, it says to, like, move the drive until the ALC light glows. And I was doing that, and the ALC light was not glowing.
I have not had to do that on mine. The drive, I believe, is going to be your output. How much power you're putting out. I just transit. I haven't had to mess with the ALC.
What model do you have?
I've got the 10-tech Corsair.
It's a little bit different, but, I don't know. I was, reading through my owner's manual, and that's what it said to do, but maybe I have to let my radio heat up before I try to do that. But it's really weird because it says to pick your frequency and then turn the radio on. So I don't get how you're supposed to pick your frequency when the radio is off.
What they're saying is they want you to know which frequency you want to transmit on before you power it on. And then once it's powered on, you set your frequency, monitor it for a couple of minutes, make sure nobody's using it, and then you transmit.
I'll have to fiddle around with it because, I want to make sure I'm doing everything right because I've tried transmitting, with several guys on the air, I contacted them 2 meters, and we tried to contact each other on HF, and they couldn't hear me and I couldn't hear them. Could have been they were just too close together, or I forgot to set something on my radio.
It can be a little bit tricky. You just have to play with it, and eventually you'll get it. I made a contact in Greenville, which is fairly close, and it was very staticky for me. I think we were too close. I didn't have enough mass. All right, I'll be monitoring. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Delta Lima Steve, Hickory Tavern.
Bob, you still there?
That was great that you were able to talk to another 10-tech user. You'll figure it out. At some point, you'll figure out what might be going on. But yeah, so if you set your radio to that upper sideband, I guess that was an N, SBN or something he said, and go to 28.074, and then turn up your RF gain. If you've got a knob that is RF gain, your receiver, can you turn that up and see if you can hear any weird warbling tones?
I have my RF gain up and have my radio set to the frequency, and I'm not hearing anything, but with these older radios, you're supposed to let them heat up, but I will let you hear something that I was able to find. I'm able to get this sound without a antenna even hooked up to it. And so just a second here, I'll let you hear it as soon as I can find it again. There it is. There it is. So here's the sound. So, any clue what that would be?
I think it's a constant carrier of some type. Like there's some 10 megahertz, I'm sorry, 10 megahertz, forgive me, some 10 meter signal that you're picking up from somewhere, obviously very local. You don't have it, even need to have an antenna hooked up to hear it. Or it may be something that I don't know about in the 10-tech radio.
I'm able to hear that anytime I tune my radio to that frequency, it doesn't stop. It's just always consistent. But if you have your HF nearby, I'm just curious if you could hear it. The frequency is 27.977.
Give me a second, Alexander. I'm going to have to tune to that band. So give me a minute or so. Hang on. Alexander, are you still there?
4ULP. Yes, I'm still here.
For ID. No, I don't hear it. I can't tune to that frequency because I don't think it's a frequency on which I'm allowed to put out a carrier to tune. But hang on just one more time. Hang on just a second. KA1RD, KO4ULP. No, I don't hear any carrier. No signal at that frequency. You're picking up something from a local, some sort of a local, fairly monotonic source.
You're picking up, I don't know, something that just happens to be interfering. Maybe it could be like something in the house or something. I don't know, but just a second. I had a question and I forgot it.
You, I'm sure. Well, a little bit more sleuthing is going to be required. I think your antenna will be okay. I think there's something else going on that we don't understand, but a little bit more time, a little more debugging, and I think you'll figure it out.
I don't doubt the antenna's not working. I don't think that's the trouble. I think something's, something just not, I don't have set right on my HF, and, I'll probably have to call the guy, that I got it from, see if I can, figure it out.
Good idea. Yeah, give him a call and let him talk you through it from start to finish. You should be able to tune onto, say, 20 meters with that antenna connected. It still has some ears on 20 meters, even though it's not designed for 20 meters. So you may be able to dial in something on 20 meters just for receive and make sure that the receiver part is working. Anyway, very good. I'll let you go. Just I heard you calling, and I thought I would give you that 28.074 as a frequency where you'll probably hear FT8 most of the time. All right, I'll let you go. Have a good evening. Say hi to everyone at your house. This is AA1RD, Bob in Piedmont. I'll be clear with KO4ULP on your final, sir.
Bob, and how to have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4ULP, and I'll be clear.